One thing is for certain about Bobbi Bracewell, she loves animals. On Sunday, August 18, she was pushing her daughter Indy Rose in a stroller. She had four dogs on leashes in tow as they arrived to watch her partner Mike Biderman play in the Williams Lake Slow Pitch League year-end tournament. "One of my dogs is at home," she said, smiling. Born in Williams Lake, Bobbi was raised in the Tatlayoko Valley by her parents Alex Bracewell and Connie Bracewell. Her late grandmother, Jerry Bracewell, arrived in the valley in the 1940s and went on to become one of the province's first female guide outfitters in the West Chilcotin. Jerry died in June 2024 at the age of 101. "She and I had a very close relationship," Bobbi said of her grandmother. "We did everything together. I think I started trail riding with her as her regular when I was three." Growing up, Bobbi attended Tatla Lake School and then finished her schooling off at Williams Lake Secondary School. Today she lives at Esseler, on the outskirts of Williams Lake, with her partner Mike Biderman. "We have been together for 7 years," she said. She owns Wild Whisper Trails, a trail riding business, and Wild Whisper Training. "People call me up when they come over from Europe or they come here for the Stampede and they want to enjoy the horse experience." Indy Rose rides with her mom, and next year Bobbi hopes her daughter will have a horse of her own. "Trail riding is in my blood and it will be in hers," she said. Some of the people who come to ride with her are first-timers. "I definitely get people that are super nervous and have anxiety and they shake the first time, and then I just lead them out and they eventually calm right down once they get the rhythm of the horse." Her riders are as young as 3 years old, while others are seniors. "I had some grandparents out the other day who were 86. They just loved it." Rides can last an hour or up to about 6 hours, offering a variety of distances, with a choice to ride horses who want to run and older horses who are ready to retire and are quite happy to hang out and go slow. Connie sold the homestead ranch a year ago, which is how Bobbi ended up with 18 horses. "I didn't want us to lose the horses," she said, noting about 7 of them are used for the trail riding. Her dad, Alex, still has the family business at the end of Tatlayoko that Jerry ran, and Bobbi said her brother Aaron has stepped in to help Alex out with it. Bobbi does miss the Tatlayoko Valley and said horse riding trails in the Williams Lake area do not compare, but she loves the community of Williams Lake. "I think if I had a choice between living there or here, I would choose here just because of the community. I just love it. It's wonderful." Aside from horses and dogs, she and Mike have 5 ponies, some bunnies, 5 goats, and are thinking about adding pigs and donkeys to the mix. "I would like to open a petting zoo for birthday parties or even a daycare someday," she said. "We are just 7 minutes from town and on the bus route."